At a sprawling police camp on the outskirts of New Delhi, more than 100 police women dressed in blue camouflage uniforms are honing their skills in controlling crowds and handling rioters. The tough drill includes training in the use of firearms, unarmed combat and self-defense. These police officers are no strangers to volatile situations. They have been drawn from India's special counterinsurgency units. The all-woman police team will now join United Nations peacekeepers in Liberia, which is recovering from a long, drawn-out civil conflict. 39-year-old Seema Dhundia, who heads the unit, is currently putting her team through its paces for the African assignment, which begins next month. She says the women face a tough challenge, but are ready for it.
They are handling arms and weapons. They are given training in light machine guns, AK-47s. And of course, we are taking regular classes on mob psychology, human behavior. Training part is very strenuous. We are keeping them physically fit, mentally strong and emotionally strong also.
Indeed, the mood among the women is upbeat. Poonam Gupta is the chief operating officer of the unit.
So this is a new assignment, new excitement, new challenge.
The UN says India's unprecedented decision to deploy an all-female police unit sends a powerful message to other contributing nations about the importance of women officers. The UN is keen to increase the number of women peacekeepers. At the moment, women police officers only account for between 3 and 4% of its peacekeeping forces. Dhundia, a mother of two children, says that women can play a useful role in Liberia, where thousands of girls were combatants during the conflict.
I think women by nature are very tender and caring. And when they put on the uniforms, automatically they get empowered. And moreover, there's the situation in Liberia where the females are very vocal. They form large number in their mob, and the mob becomes very unruly sometimes. So that is why I think that the Indian government has decided to send a female contingent.
India currently contributes about 400 police officers to UN peacekeeping missions worldwide, but so far has only sent 15 female officers. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.